我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们一再的来看阿摩斯书的时候，
As we continue to look into the book of Amos.
我们很明确的看到阿摩斯当日把神对以色列的心意没有保留的来向人解开。
We're able to see that God, without any reservation, opened up His heart's desire to the people of Israel through Amos.
神选召阿摩斯。
God chose Amos.
是在卑微的人中间呼召他。
It's the fact that God called Amos from amongst those who were lowly.
尽管他在人的面前没有什么特殊的地位。
Even though Amos did not have any particular position before man.
但是他的话却是有力的。
Yet the words of Amos are powerful.
因为他不是讲自己的话。
Because Amos does not speak his own words.
他是讲神要他讲的话。
Amos speaks the words which God desired for him to say.
所以我们看到当他发生的时候。
So when we see this happening,
弟兄姊妹，你留意，一开头他就对列国发出了警告。
Brothers and sisters, you can see that at the very beginning, Amos gave a warning to all the nations.
但是你看他每向一个国发出警告的时候，
But as you see Amos giving a warning to each of the nations,
他开头就说，
He first says,
耶和华如此说。
Thus said of the Lord.
然后说完了也。
And then after he finishes,
他就说，
he says,
这是耶和华说的。
This is said of the Lord.
对对，每一个国家开头说话的时候，
as he begins speaking to each nation,
都是这样说。
He says this way,
耶和华这样说。
Thus said of the Lord.
说完了那些话以后，
after he finishes those words,
这是耶和华说的。
Amos finishes, said of the Lord.
那是非常肯定又非常明确的在那里让人留意，这些话不是人的话。
Amos clearly and affirms the fact that these words are not the word of man.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we praise and thank
our God. 我们上次也特别的提到。
Last time we also mentioned.
阿摩斯他是犹大人。
Amos was from the nation of Judah.
但是他只是祭司的职事乃是向着以色列。
But his ministry as a prophet is toward Israel.
神是用着他在犹大向以色列发声。
God uses Amos to speak to Israel from Judah.
然后又把他带到以色列地直接的向以色列人发声。
And then God also brings Amos into the land of Israel to speak directly to Israel.
当然这个就和以色列当时属灵的光景很有关系。
Of course, this has a direct relationship to the spiritual condition of Israel at that time.
在以色列地有没有先知呢？
Are there prophets in the land of Israel?
有。
Yes.
但是以色列人不把他们放在眼里。
But the people of Israel was not mindful of them at all.
神就在犹大兴起人来。
Therefore, God raised individuals from Judah.
对着以色列说话。
To speak to Israel.
明明的向着以色列说话。
Clearly speaking to Israel.
并且说的是非常厉害的话。
And say it's very severe words.
我们以后慢慢看下去我们就看到。
As we read on, we'll see this.
一面是指出以色列的败坏。
On the one hand, it speaks of the corruption of Israel.
一面也指出以色列在神面前该选择的。
On the other hand, it also points out the way which Israel should choose before God.
那在阿摩斯的那个信息的里面，
Now in the message of Amos,
几乎可以说是责备的话是最重的。
You can say pretty much the focus are on words of rebuke.
但是很有意思。
But it's very meaningful.
当我们看到阿摩斯开始说话的时候，
When we see when Amos starts to speak,
他先是点名。
He first points out,
他主要是对着以色列。
His purpose, his audience is toward Israel.
所以你留意到第一章第二节那里他就说了。
So you can pay note, chapter 1 verse 2
says, 耶和华必从锡安吼叫。
And he said, the Lord will roar from Zion.
从耶路撒冷发声。
And utter his voice from Jerusalem.
牧人的草场要被哀。
And the habitations of the shepherd shall mourn.
山顶的要枯干。
And the top of Carmel shall wither.
他说话的对象，你说话的立脚点是耶路撒冷。
Is the focus of his words is toward Israel.
但是说话的对象是以色列。
But where he speaks from is from Judah, but he is speaking to Israel.
那这是提醒
This reminds the Israelites a very serious matter.
因为当提到西安，提到耶路撒冷的时候，
because when you mention of Zion, when you mention Jerusalem,
任何一个以色列人都知道，
any Israelite would know.
我们祖宗的神是在哪里？
The God of our fathers is there.
而我们祖宗的神所给我们的那个圣殿在哪里？
The temple which the God of our fathers gave us is there.
而我们和神的那个关系的正确的 那一个交接点在哪里？
The focal point where we meet and have a correct relationship with the God of our Father is there.
以前我们的王把我们带到半偶像，半金牛犊的那个光景。
Before, when our king led us to the condition of worshipping the golden cow.
后来又有一些王把我们带到巴利的面前来。
Also, other kings would bring us into the presence of Baal to worship. But we know we have a God. And He is our God. And He is also the God of our fathers. He is the one who led us out of Egypt to bring us into Canaan. Our fathers have also built a temple for Him. And He is there manifesting His presence. But for so many years, it seems as we have forgotten Him. But we thank God. The Israelites could forget God. Yet God did not forget Israel. So God is uttering His voice to Israel from Jerusalem. So even from the very beginning, it is very clear and direct that God is speaking from Jerusalem directly to Israel for them to return under the light of God's presence.
很有意思,
but it's very meaningful.
那当神这样做了一个开始说话的宣告以后,
now as God has made this proclamation that He is beginning to speak,
神却没有马上直接就指责那个以色列,
God did not directly rebuke Israel.
我们从第三节开始, 我们就看到,
from verse 3 we can see,
神是 向列国先发出警告,
God first speaks and gives warning to the nation.
说是警告不如说是一个宣告,
if we say it is a warning, we can say this is a proclamation.
那个宣告的内容就是神的审判和刑罚就要来到,
and the content of this proclamation is that the judgment of God and condemnation of God will come. So what Amos is proclaiming to all the nations are words of judgment and words of punishment. It is at the very end that he speaks of Israel. Now in general, if God has said clearly He is speaking directly to Israel, He should just speak directly to Israel first. Until He speaks and Israel submits.
但是很稀奇,
but amazingly,
神不这样说,
that is not how God speaks.
神先从外邦说起,
God first begins with the Gentiles.
从外邦说到选民,
from the Gentiles to the chosen people.
在选民当中, 从犹大说到
from the chosen people, from Judah to Israel. When we take note of this order, it is very meaningful. Let us not think,
Israel,
If it is a rebuke to Israel, directly speak to Israel, why do you spend so much words speaking to the Gentile nation? Yet if we pay careful attention to the content of God's word,
and
we pay attention to the audience which God speaks to, we'll discover one thing. It is very clear. It is very evident. The words which God speaks to the nations, it is not speaking directly for the nations to hear, but the ones who are to hear the word of God, it's still Israel. Even though it is spoken toward the Gentile nation, yet the main audience of hearing God's word is not the Gentile nation, it is Israel. Now how do we see this? I think we can pay attention to this from various aspects. Brothers and sisters, take note. Here it speaks of many Gentile nations. First it speaks of the Armenians. And then the Philistines. And then Tyre. And then Edom. And then Ammon and Moab. And then he speaks of Judah. And at the end, Israel. If we look at it very broadly and distinguish it, you can see it is the neighboring nations that surround the 12 tribes.
那么当然,跟以色列相邻的那些国家,在历史上面,他们当中就有很多的那个交锋在那里。
Of course, these neighboring nations that surround Israel throughout history have a lot of dealings intertwined with Israel.
从外面来看的话,你只是看见好像是他们国与国之间的过不去。
Externally speaking, you think it might be just nations against nations and they're not getting along.
但是你往里面去看的时候,
but if we look into it,
你大概会了解的一点,
we'll come to understand
那个超越人和人中间的关系,
this really transcends the relationship between men. It is a very hidden factor.
是空中掌权者的势力在那里与神的那一个救赎旨意的进行来发生冲突。
It is a conflict between the prince of the air, who is the wicked one in the air, and his power against the power of God and his salvation.
所以在这里, 神向他们宣告的国家都是包围着以色列的邻国。
Therefore, this proclamation which God speaks to first is all the surrounding neighboring nations of Israel.
那我们可以这样说,
now we can say this.
如果从他们的源头来看,
if we look at it from the origin,
那他们都是从一个祖宗出来的,
they are all from the same forefather.
我说从一个祖宗, 还不是推到亚当的那么老远。
Now when I say they are all from the same origin, I'm not going back all the way to Adam.
我们只是把它推到亚伯拉罕。
We're only going as far back as Abraham. We can see that they do have this relationship where they are far relatives.
但是这里神说话的时候所发表出来的,
this is the words that God says as he speaks.
让我们能留意得到,
we can take note of that.
整个的事实是超越过人与人的关系,
but the whole history transcends really the relationship between man.
而是重在那个属灵的实际。
But it's focused on the spiritual reality.
我再说一遍,
I say again,
整个事情的那里所发生的事情
All that takes place here
都是和撒旦阻挡神的救赎工作的进行是有关联的
Has to do with the fact that Satan is trying to oppose and hinder the execution of God's salvation plan.
所以神就指着他们来说责备的话。
Therefore, God is speaking to them and says words of rebuke.
因为我们如果没有看到这样的一个关联关系的时候,
Now, we do not see this connection, this relationship there.
我们就会有一个疑问。
Then we will have this question and doubt.
为什么神的责备只是限于这些国家?
Why is it that the rebuke of God is only limited to these nations?
为什么不在这些国家以外的其他的那些?
Why is it not against nations outside of these nations?
当然有些弟兄就以为因为这些国家跟以色列的关系很密切。
Of course, some brethren may say that these nations have a very intimate relationship with Israel.
那只是跟血缘的这方面来说了。
But that only speaks on the matter of relationship between men.
如果你要看到整个政治的局面和以色列人发生关系的，那就更多了。
That is also, you can see it is also from a political viewpoint where it has to do with Israel.
我们能留意得到,
we can take note of that.
有亚述人,
there are the Assyrians.
以后呢,有希腊人,
and later on, there are the Greeks.
有波斯人,
there are the Persians.
也有罗马人,
there are also the Romans.
当然你说, 阿摩斯的时候,这些国都没有出现。
Of course, you say during the time of Amos, these nations did not come about yet.
当然在历史的次序上面来说,他们还没到。
Yes, in the timeline of history, they did not appear yet.
但是我们很明显地看到一件事。
But very clearly we see.
神在这里提到列国的时候,虽然只是提到当时和以色列紧紧的
Here, as God mentions and speaks to the nations, yes, it is those who are connected and neighboring nations surrounding Israel. But God declares to us a very clear fact through speaking directly to these neighboring nations. What fact is that?
他要让神的百姓知道
God wants his people to know
神是鉴察全地的神
God is a God who searches all the land
他不是单单只是对着以色列
He is not only looking toward Israel
他不是只是在那里注视他的选民的一举一动
He is not only focused on all the actions of his chosen people
全地都在
But all the land is under the search, the examination of God. And we also know very clearly the work which God desires to do upon the land. It is not only focused and limited to one nation, one tribe.
我的意思是说,
and I say that and I mean,
虽然在旧约的日子的里面, 神在律法的那个, 范围的里边去拣选以色列
Even though in the Old Testament, under the law, in the boundary in which God works, He is toward the chosen people of Israel.
但是我们却是从许许多多的旧约的记录里边留意到
But from all the recordings in the Old Testament, we're able to see
拣选以色列只是神工作的秩序的问题
The choosing of Israel is only but the order of God's work that is brought out in history. That only means that in the timeline of history, Israel is the focal point of God's work. But that does not equal and mean that God only works in Israel. And completely neglects the Gentile nations.
这一点我们是很清楚的，可以能找到那些例子的。
That is a point that we clearly can see and throughout all the examples.
如果从远古一点的,
If we go farther back,
弟兄姊妹, 我们记得挪亚的洪水。
Brothers and sisters, we remember the flood of Noah.
那挪亚的洪水拯救的是挪亚的后代。
Now, the flood of Noah saved Noah and his family.
但是在洪挪亚的洪方舟没有显出功用以前。
But before the Noah's ark manifested its function,
神是借着挪亚造方舟的这一个事实向全地来发出信号的。
It is true the fact that Noah's building the ark was being preached a message through all the people throughout the land.
又比方说
For another example,
我们看到神在那个亚伯拉罕的日子要毁灭索多玛跟俄摩拉。
We can see that during the days of Abraham, God was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是你从神要毁灭索多玛跟俄摩拉的那个过程里边。
But you can see in the process when God was to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
神向人表明他不是轻易动手的。
God manifests himself to man that he is not one who is quickly to anger and work.
他是非常非常的留意。
He takes note and pays attention.
除非索多玛跟俄摩拉真的是走到神的底线那里了。
It's only when Sodom and Gomorrah goes to the very bottom line of God.
神才出手。
Then God will extend forth his hand.
那又比方说。
Another example.
我们读约拿书的时候你留意。
Now, when we read the book of Jonah, we can take note.
约拿向神发脾气。
Now, Jonah had a temper toward God.
神就直接对约拿说。
God speaks directly to Jonah.
你为了那一棵蓓马树。
Now, for the sake of that tree.
你就发脾气了。
And you're angry at me.
但是你以为城里头。
But yet for the city of Nineveh,
不会分辨左右手的，有那么许多的万人。
For so many thousands who do not know left from right,
我岂能不爱惜？
How can I not have compassion on them?
那弟兄们，你留意到这些记录，虽然是分散在旧约的不同的时间和地点。
Now, brothers and sisters, all these examples throughout the Old Testament in different times, different places,
都是在那里说明神是鉴察全地的神。
Tells us of the fact that God is indeed a God who examines all the land.
现在我们读阿摩斯书的时候，
Now, when we read the book of Amos,
我们看到神向列国说了许多的话。
We can see God speaks to all the nations.
最表面的你就看到神真的是鉴察列国的神。
At the very least, you see that God indeed is a God who examines the land.
如果我们能留意这一点，
Now, if we can take note of this point,
那我们站在以色列人的立场上面来看神说话。
And if we were to stand in the place of the Israelites to hear God speak,
我们该会有一个很明显的领会。
We ought to have a very clear understanding.
神不是单冲着我们以色列来的。
God is not only coming toward us, Israelites.
全地的人在神的面前，神都是一样的。
But all the people throughout the land is under God's examination.
但是我们是神的选民。
But we are the chosen people of God.
是不是应该神多留一点情面？
Would it not be that God will give us some face and courtesy?
也许人会有这个想法。
Perhaps man would think this way.
但是这个想法不是神的想法。
But that is not the way which God thinks.
神的想法和人的想法刚好翻过来。
It is exactly contrary to man's way of thinking.
人会觉得我们跟神的那个关系密切一点，神对我们应该是通融一点。
Man would think we have more intimate relationship with God, so God will take it more easy.Upon us.
神的忍耐和怜悯该是多一点。
God's mercy and patience toward us would be a little bit more.
但弟兄姊妹们，
My brothers and sisters,
神刚好把相反的那个光景让我们去领会。
God shows us exactly the opposite.
用新约的话来说就很清楚。
Use words of the New Testament is very clear.
多给谁就上谁多要。
What is given more, to more will be asked.
多托谁就上谁多取。
What is committed more, more will be required.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那如果我们领会到神的心思的时候。
If we come to know the heart of God.
我们就知道神对以色列有更高更特别的要求。
We will,
一点都。
will realize that if God has a higher standard, a higher requirement from the Israelites, that is not something to wonder at all. Because God has entrusted them with more. God has given them more. God's requirement upon them, what God wants from them, is higher than the nation. But very meaningful. We see that when Amos speaks to the nations, God also seems to open up and show us his nature. To show us the fact that toward the Israelites and toward the Gentile nations, God has the same heart. I think, brothers and sisters, pay attention to this. To each nation and their rebuke.
除了刚才我提过的, 先是耶和华如此说,后是这是耶和华神说的。
Aside from the fact that I pointed out, Amos begins with, thus saith the Lord, and ends with, saith the Lord.
除了这个肯定那个说话的内容以外,
aside from being very affirmed in the content which he says,
你看到对每一个民族也好,国家也好,说话里边,神都说了,
to all the nations, to all the tribes, God speaks the same words.
那是什么话呢?
What words are they?
那就是说,
that is,
三番四次的犯罪, 我必不免去他的刑罚。
It says, for three transgressions and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof.
弟兄姊妹, 我们因为
Now, brothers and sisters, in the book of Amos, we see these words. God speaks so many times. Because these are the words God speaks to all the nations. So sometimes, unknowingly, subconsciously, we'll feel this way. Now, this is just a routine that God goes through.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹们,当我们细细去读的时候,
brothers and sisters, if we pay attention and read it,
你发觉真的不是例行公事那么轻松的。
You'll know this is not so casual and not routine at all.
并且在那里还引起我们好些的疑问的。
And actually, it will bring forth a lot of questions from us.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank God.
能引起我们疑问,
that it will raise questions for us is a good thing.
因为神就是要这样引起我们的疑问,
because God wants us to know why.
然后就借助这里的事实来向我们说明他是怎么样的一位神。
And then through the facts listed here, it points out to us the fact what kind of God he is.
那我们从不同的方面来留意神这样说话。
Now we can take note how God speaks in various angles.
神说他们都是三番四次的犯罪。
God says for three transgressions and for four.
那就是说,
that means
他们不是偶尔来做一点不好的事。
They are not just doing something bad coincidentally.
他们是接连在那里做,
but they're continuing to do things that God does not
please with.
So God says for three transgressions and for four.
难怪英国那一个所谓哲学家罗素啊，他说他不要信神。
That's why there is this English philosopher Rousseau.
他不是说不要信神，他说根本没有神。
It's not that he does not want to believe God. It's not that say he does not believe God. He said there is no God at all.
其中的一个理由就是
One reason he gives is
如果真是有神的话,
if there is a God,
怎么在地上那么许许多多的非不法的事情神不管一下?
Why is it when there are so many unlawful things in this world, God is not taking care of them?
如果他不管,
if God does not take care of them,
他就是不义,
that means he is an unrighteous
如果他不能管,
God.
如果他不能管,
if he is one who deals with these things,
就是他无能,
if he cannot deal with them, that means he is not capable.
如果神是这样的神,
if that is such a God,
我为什么要信他?
Why would I believe in him?
弟兄姊妹们, 这个疑问只是他一个人的吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, would Russo be the only one who has such a doubt?
不是地上有许许多多的人都会用这个理由来拒绝神吗？
Wouldn't it be so many throughout this world would have the same reason to reject God?
他不管就是他不义。
Now, if he is not taking care of these unlawful things, he is not righteous. If he cannot deal with them, that means he is not capable.
他无能，他跟我们一样，我为什么要信？
If he is unjust and incapable, just like us, why do I have to believe in him?
但是神在这里很清楚的说明，
but God says here very clearly,
他们三番四次的犯罪，
for three transgressions and for four,
我没有去管他们，
I did not deal with them,
乃是我的容忍是盼望他们。
It is because of my forbearance that I am longing for them to repent. I'm giving them the chance to repent.
弟兄姊妹，我们留意到以后，神责备以色列的话非常严厉。
Brothers and sisters, later on we see the rebuke that God has for Israel is very solemn and serious.
你说神既然责备的那么严厉，
you question if God rebukes them so severely,
那为什么还要容忍呢？
Why is it then he will still forbear with them?
就是我们没有办法了解神的怜悯究竟有多大的深度。
Brothers and sisters, there's no way for us to comprehend and fathom the depth of God's mercy.
啊，我们也不知道神的怜悯究竟有多宽的容量。
And we cannot be able to understand the broadness and capacity of God's forbearance.
但是一件事情神自己明明说出来。
But one thing God clearly says.
那特别在以赛亚书上。神一再的在那里说，
Especially in the book of Isaiah, God continues to say,
恶人的死亡岂是我所愿意看见的吗？
God is not willing to see the wicked perish.
我岂不是愿意看见他们回转悔改，我就赦免他们吗？
God is willing to see them repent, that God will show them forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是神的心思。
Brothers and sisters, that is the heart of God.
这个就是神的怜悯。
That is the mercy of God.
这个也就是神的容忍。
That is also the forbearance of God. God says,
摩押也好，
whether Moab,
非利士也好，
or the Philistines,
亚兰也好，
or the Syrians,
连犹大以色列都好，
even Judah or Israel,
他们三番四次的犯罪，
for three transgressions and for four,
我忍下来了，
I forbear.
但是我忍下来，
but the fact that I forbear,
不等于说神没有一个底线，
does not mean that God does not have a bottom line.
神有一条底线，
there is a bottom line.
你不能把神逼到那个底线，
if you force God to that baseline,
你要是拿神的容忍作为神可以好欺负的把他一直逼到底线的话，
and you want to force God to that bottom line and think you can pick on him because he is very patient and forbearing.
我们就会看见神接上去的那一句话了。
Then we can see the words that God continues to say.
接上去那句话是什么？
And God says,
我必不免去他们的刑罚。
I will not turn away the punishment thereof.
这里留意 这两个话是不调和的。
Brothers and sisters, you see these words are conflicting.
三番四次是容忍。
For three transgressions and for four is forbearing.
我并不免去他们的刑罚是公义的彰显。
I will not turn away the punishment thereof. It is a manifestation of righteousness.
就没有怜悯了。
There is no more mercy.
就没有忍耐了。
No more forbearance.
只有执行那个追讨了。
It is only to execute the punishment.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们承认，
We confess,
人对神的那个性情或者说神的性格实在没有办法不承认我们是不了解。
A man's understanding of God's nature, man's understanding of God's character is something we must confess that we do not know and understand.
我们常常看神，
Many times we look at God,
是用我们自己怎么看我们自己来要求神。
And we compare God to ourselves, what requirement we have upon ourselves.
我们没有容忍人的那个度量。
We do not have the capacity to forbear with others.
我们也说神啊，你也不能这样的容忍。
And we also say to our God, you cannot forbear with them anymore that way.
我们都有一个这样的趋势。
We also have this inclination.
我们就喜欢显明我是公义的，你是该被定罪的。
Well, we like to manifest the fact that we are just and you should be condemned.
特别是表明在对别人是很严的，对自己很宽的。
Especially we manifest that in the fact that we're very strict with others, but very loose to ourselves.
那我们以为神也应该是如此。
And we think God should be the same way.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
有人类历史几千年来，神一直忍受人对他的误会。
Throughout the thousands of years of man's history, God forbears with man's misunderstanding.
但是神在合宜的时间，他也在那里表白他自己。
But in the appropriate time, God will show himself just.
阿摩斯书是其中的一。
And the book of Amos is one of those times God will manifest himself.
他是容忍罪人的神。
God manifests himself as one who forbears with sinners.
但是神也明明的说出他对罪人的容忍是不是无限制。
But God also states the fact that his forbearance for sinners is not unlimited.
是有底线。
There is a bottom line.
人如果走到那个底线的时候,
if man reaches the bottom line,
神就要来干预,
God will intervene.
神就要来追讨了,
God will chasten.
那么这也就是罗马书上所说的,
that is also in the book of Romans.
当人在神的面前是可以放肆的,
when man does whatever they are pleased before God,
神会容忍他们,
God will forbear with them.
神容忍到一个地步, 甚至可以说, 神说, 我就任凭他,
God will forbear with them to a point that God says he will give them up to their own pleasure.
但是神说任凭他,
when God hands them over and says give them up,
是有下文的。
There is words to come after that.
那个下文是什么?
What does that say?
把他们留到审判的时候才处理。
To deal with them and keep them for the day of judgment.
那他们既然故意不认识神,
if they want to ignorantly not know God,
他们既然故意要和神作对,
if they purposefully want to oppose God,
神就让他,
God will allow them.
他们喜欢怎样,神也不管。
God will allow them to do whatever they want.
但是等到审判的时间到的时候,
but when the time of judgment comes,
神就让人看见,
God will show man,
神并不是完全把他的公义埋藏的。
God will show man that he does not completely hide his judgment.
神给他们任凭,
God gives them up.
从另一个角度来说,
on another hand,
是神给他们留下机会,
God also gives them another opportunity,
神不马上对付,
that God will not immediately deal with them,
乃是让他们有机会回转回改,
that still giving them the chance to repent and return. We praise and thank our Lord.
在阿摩斯书的上面,
at the beginning of the book of Amos,
神很清楚地在这里发表他的自己,
God clearly manifests himself.
他是 这样的一位神,
he is such a God.
他是甘心乐意忍受人的误会和顶撞的神。
He is a God who is willing to forbear with man's opposition and misunderstanding.
但是神的容忍不是没有原则的。
But God's forbearance is not without a principle.
不是没有 界限的,
it is not without a boundary, a baseline.
到了神容忍的底线的时候,
when the bottom line of God is reached,
神就说, 我要追讨他,
God will say, I will chasten after him.
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
这里神是说明, 他是怜悯人, 但是他不会放弃,
here God speaks of the fact that he has mercy on man, but he will also not forsake his righteousness.
好了,
now we thank God.
那么当我们领会了这样的一件事,
when we understand this fact,
我们又再来细细的注意,
then we'll go into detail.
当时在列国, 包括以色列和犹大,
and the nations thereof, it includes Judah and Israel.
他们在神的面前的那一个
what is their condition before God?
其中有一件事情,
there's one event,
弟兄姊妹，你不能忽略的。
Brothers and sisters, you have to take note.
除了道德上面的一些败落以外，
aside from the corruption of their morality,
神非常留意这些邦国用什么态度来对待神的选民。
God also takes note of the fact what is the attitude that these nations use to deal with His chosen people.
你比方说你看，你看那个说那个什么，那个推罗。
For example, if you look at Tyre.
你看那个，摩亚。
Or you look at Moab.
亚门。
Or Ammon.
他们在那里，也说到以东。
And also Edom.
那这几个是和以色列的那个关系血缘的关系是比较密切的。
Now these nations have a closer blood relationship with Israel.
神责备他们其中的一件事情。
One of the things which God rebukes them for,
乃是说
is the fact
他们不纪念弟兄。
That they did not remember their brethren.
又说他们拿刀追赶弟兄。
And that they pursue their brother with the sword.
你留意上面特别提到这一个的时候。
If you take note that it mentions these things.
我们很容易以为他们只是他们自己当中的人和人的关系。
We would think very casually it's just a relationship how man deals with man.
但是你明确的看的时候，
But when we see clearly,
你看到这里所说的是他们用什么态度对待以色列民。
It speaks of the fact what attitude they have toward the Israelites.
所以在这一点事情上头。
So upon this point,
神在责备以色列以前，神指着列国的责备就点出了一个事。
When God speaks of the rebuke of the nations, He points out this fact.
他要让以色列人看见。
He wants the Israelites to see.
在过往的历史的里头。
Throughout the history path.
神不住地维护着他们。
God continues to protect them.
但是神给他们那么许多的维护，他们还是不以为神是神。
Yet, even with all that protection from God, they did not honor God as God.
所以神对以色列的追讨，
So the pursuit of God upon the Israelites,
或者是神对犹大的责备，
Or the rebuke of God toward Judah.
虽然我们看上去的时候，好像比神对列国的那个责备严重得多。
When we read on, we feel like this rebuke is more severe than the other nations.
但是神明明在这里就让他的百姓看见。
But here clearly God shows His people.
神在责备列国的时候，
When God rebukes the other nations,
他是点出他们最大惹动神怒气的是他们用不当的不合理的方法来对待神的选民。
God speaks out and points out the fact these nations use an inappropriate attitude, a wrong attitude toward His people.
我弟兄姊妹，这是在神的眼中神是没有办法放得过的。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that God will not let go by.
所以你才看到神在那里说，你追赶弟兄，你残害弟兄，你怎么对待弟兲。
So when God tells them how you mistreat your brethren, how you pursue your brethren, how you deal with your brethren,
我们实在要在主的面前向主下拜。
Indeed, we have to worship before God.
神说他不偏待人。
God says He is not partial.
以色列人常常觉得神偏待他们。
The Israelites will always feel God is showing them favoritism.
我们读到马拉基书的时候，我们就看到以色列人在那里说神偏待人。
When we read to Malachi, the Israelites said that God is partial.
神就问我在什么地方偏待你。
And God will answer them, when if I showed you my favoritism, if we look throughout history,
你只看见神维护他的选民比维护其他的百姓
You can see that God will protect his people much more than he protects other nations. Even to a point where God proclaims,
摸你们的,
that which to those who touch you. It's those who will touch the apple of my eye.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到,
brothers and sisters, who can see? We can see the relationship God has with those whom he has chosen. Now, if that those whom God has chosen is not mindful of the relationship, the affection, the love, the work which God has upon them,
难怪神要追讨起来的时候,
it is not a wonder when God chastens upon his chosen ones, the chastening is that much more severe.
我们大部分的弟兄姊妹们都是礼拜五刚读完那个生命记了。
Many brothers and sisters have finished reading Deuteronomy on Friday.
我们拿生命记上的话和这里神对列国宣告追讨的话来比较。
When we compare the words from Deuteronomy and here when God chastens after the nations,
你就觉得神这里对列国的宣告就很轻松了。
You can see the proclamation here God has toward the nations is very light.
因为在生命记里边神说如果他要对他的选民来追讨的话,
because in Deuteronomy you can see God says if he chastens after his people,
他们要给带到列国当中给抛来抛去,
they will be brought to the Gentiles, tossed to and fro.
他们当中的妇人, 连自己的孩子都要宰了来吃。
Even their women would kill their own children for food.
他们在那里耕种, 天地都不给他们配合。
Even if they will farm, the heavens will not bring forth the rain, and the land will not give forth its crop.
好像神把他们带到一个地步，你在那个里面根本就没有立脚的条件。It
is as if
生存的条件,
they are brought to a point that they have no means to live at all.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
神对他们严厉的,
when God is severe to them,
乃是盼望他们在受鞭打、受管教以后回转归向神。
It is God's longing that after they are admonished, after they are scourged, they will repent and return.
然后我们又来看一看,
and then we will also see,
列国在神面前犯罪, 除了他们践踏神的选民这一点以外,
upon the nations, besides this point of trampling upon the chosen people of God,
那他们前他神的选民完完全全是因着民族与民族或者是人和人中间的那个利害的关系。
Of course, it seems as if their trampling upon the Israelites is merely a relationship between people, between nations, and for their loss and for their gain.
虽然他们背后鼓动他们这样做的是仇敌要对付要打断神那个救赎的工作。
And behind it is the work of the enemy to intervene, to break off the work of God.
但是对这些列国的民来说,他们并没有这个想法。
But as for the people of these nations, they are not in that line of thinking.
虽然他们做的在属灵的原则上是,
even though what they do in a spiritual viewpoint is very severe,
但是神知道,
but God knows,
该负责任的, 该负那个主要责任的不是他们, 是撒旦。
The one who is to bear the responsibility, the culprit, is Satan.
所以神对他们追讨的时候, 你看,
therefore, you can see
神在那里指出他们的问题呢?
When God points out their problem,
这比较偏在
it's more on focus on the matter of their corruption and the morality and how they have committed sin.
或者说是人性的那个残暴堕落的那一方面。
Or how the corruption of their human nature have fallen to that degree.
这是对列国的那个责备里边所提到的。
This is what's mentioned in the admonishment to the nations.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
你留意，
take note.
当神的那个追讨在列国发生的时候，
When God's punishment is being chastened upon the nations,
那个结果是什么？
What is that result?
很有意思。
It is very meaningful.
你看到。
You can see.
神这个追讨。
This chastening
of God. 当然整个的列国都不管他是摩亚也好，亚门也好，亚兰也好。
Of course, all these nations, whether the Syrians, the Moabites, or the Ammonites.
他们整个的国家或者整个的民族会受影响。
Their whole nation, the people of the nation will be affected.
但是神的那个追讨或是神的那个责罚的重点呢、啊？责罚的那个重点呢、啊、
？But the chastening of God or the focal point of God's punishment.
你留意在列邦的里边
，You can take note throughout the nations
都是在那些上层社会的结构里。
It is all focused upon the upper echelon of the society.
君王
，the kings
首领。
The leaders,
贵胄,
the royalty,
那这只是在这个阶层的里头。
It is all upon those level of people.
啊，当然并不是说当神这样的对付他们的时候。
Of course, that is not to say when God deals with these people,
平民没有受到影响。
The common people would not be affected at all.
都受影响。
They will be affected.
但是神最重下手的。
But the hand that is heavy from God upon,
而不是在一般的。民众那里。
It is not upon the common people.
而是在这些社会上层的结构那里。
But it is upon the structure of the upper echelon of the people in society.
所以弟兄姊妹你留意。
So if you take note, brothers and sisters.
很重很重的。
It is very heavy.
每一个国家。
Each nation.
神的那一个处置啊都有一件事情。给提出来的。
There is a matter of punishment which God mentions.
是什么?
What is that?
宫殿。
It is the palace.
我要毁掉你们那个宫殿。
I will destroy the palaces.
我要烧灭这些宫殿。
I will devour, I will burn the palaces.
弟兄说你留意的。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
每一个国家都
nation,
特别的指出这一个。
It especially points out this point.
那指出这一个的目的在哪里?
Now what is the purpose of pointing this out?
那明显你看到。
Very clearly you see.
神把那个追讨的责任是放在做王、做首领、做做民众的那些能发号施令的人的
The focus, the responsibility of God's punishment is upon the king, upon the leaders, upon those who have a responsibility able to give command.
好，我们实在感谢我们的主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
他知道怎么追讨。
God knows how to punish.
谁该负什么责任。
God knows who should bear what responsibility.
神就按照他所该负的来接受那个惩治。
God will give out the punishment according to who deserves what.
是当我读到哎呀每一个国家那个宫殿就是那个做王的做王那个王所生活那个范围里头当然包括王本身的在里头都给烧毁。
Each time when I read the part that the palace will be devoured and destroyed, of course the palace is where the royalty lives and the king himself lives and when that is destroyed,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是你回头来看他们的时候呢
？But when you return and look at them,
你很能发觉
，you discover，
因为他们所犯的犯罪啊
，because the sin which they have committed，
都是按照他们所能了解的，就是人和人中间的那一种光景。
According to what they themselves can understand, is merely the condition between man and man。
欺负人。
To take advantage of others,
残害人,
to harm others.
那在他们的领会里头,
in their own understanding, that's the sin that they have committed.
我对付这个邻国, 乃是为了要加强我的所有。
When I deal with this neighboring nation, it's only to strengthen what I have, to enlarge my borders.
那弟兄姊妹你留意的,
brothers and sisters, take note.
在列国的那个责备, 包括摩亚根, 跟亚门在里头,
in this rebuke of the nations, the neighboring nations, including Moab and Ammon,
特别对那个亚门的责备的时候,
especially on the rebuke to the Ammonites,
那就是到了第二章,
that is in chapter 2,
特别提了一件事,
it especially mentions this fact,
这一件事是什么呢?
What is that?
他将以东王的鞋骨焚烧成灰,
because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime.
将其中对了，他在这就是在这个地方特别说到这样的一件事.
Here it especially mentions this point.
那这个事情发生在列王记下第13章的里头。
Now this event took place in 2 Kings chapter 13.
那是摩亚跟以东打仗的时候，他以东王已经死掉了。
That is when Moab and Edom were at war, and the king of Edom had already died.
他还要把他的血骨从坟墓里头挖出来来烧。
But that is that he would still have to dig up the corpse of the king of Edom from the grave to burn it to just release his anger.
这是特别说到说出了人性的那个残暴.
This really speaks of the wickedness and of man's nature.
或者说是人的那个恨的那一个程度是到了一个什么样的光景?
Or really highlights the fact of the hatred of man to what point and degree it has reached.
人家都死掉了,埋葬了。They
already died and buried.
还要把他的血骨挖出来来烧。
But the fact that you have to even dig up his grave to take his bones to burn.
我们中国人就很从前啊, 从前呢, 这个事情也是很普遍的。
Now, of course, for the Chinese history, this also happened very commonly before.
挖人家的祖坟,
to dig up the ancestors' graves.
尤其是如果是一个村庄跟一个村庄, 他们就是两个不同的族在那里要打架的时候。
Especially between two villages, two families, when they are fighting there.
他们常会做这个事。
This is something they will do very often.
甚至,
even to a point.
一些王帝对一些反叛他的人也做这样的事情。
Even of kings who will do this to those who rebel against them.
所以中国人有句话说, 连死人都不放过。
And that's why there's a Chinese saying that you would not even let the dead people get away.
活人你对付他还有点道理。
Now you have reason to deal with those that are living.
死人你都不放过, 这真是没有道理。
Now if you wouldn't even let the dead people get away, that's something unreasonable.
在摩亚, 跟以东之间也就曾经发生过这样的事。
That is an event that took place between Moab and Edom.
神就指着这个事情。
God speaks of this directly.
说到他要追逃摩亚。
That God will chasten after Moab.
那这就说出了, 你看神对列国的追逃都完完全全是人性的堕落的那一方面的事。
It speaks of the fact that God's chastening upon the nations is more based upon the fact of the corruption of their human nature.
不过提到这段话, 我扯出去说另外一件事。
But when I mention about this fact, I'll go aside, off tangent, to speak of another matter.
有很多基督徒反对火葬呢,就是拿这一句话,就是拿这一件事情来做依据。
There are many Christians who may be opposed to cremation, and they will use this verse here as their foundation.
当然也拿出将来神最后的审判是火湖。
Of course, they also speak of the fact that in the final judgment of God, it is the lake of fire.
所以他们不主张, 基督徒火葬。
So they do not, would not suggest a Christian to be cremated.
不过如果弟兄姊妹们我们是很细细的读神的话的时候, 你看到两个地方跟火葬都没有扯上关系。
But brothers and sisters, if we read the word of God very carefully, we can see these two particular verses here or in Revelation, it has nothing to do with cremation.
这里说到这件事, 只是说到人性的那一种可恨可憎, 发展到这样的一个地步, 连死人都不肯放过。
The fact that it's speaking of this event here only shows us how abominable, how detestable human nature can be, that they would not even let the dead people alone.
好了,在亚兰、腓力士、推罗、以东、亚门、摩亚这些国家来说,
Now in these nations, the Syrians, the Edomites, the Moabites, the Ammonites, and the people of Tyre, for them,
你看到神责备他们的都是在人性的堕落的这边,
you can see God deals with them according to the corruption of their human nature.
但是接上去,
but when we follow on,
提到神的选民的时候,
when we speak of the chosen people of God,
你留意到了,
you can take note,
神那个定罪就不是从人的,
the condemnation of God is no longer focused upon the level of humanity. Because they are the chosen people of God.
神对神的选民的审判有另外一个标准。
The judgment of God upon His chosen people have another standard.
这也有点像罗马书二章所说到将来神审判的时候, 对, 与神无关的那些人, 神有另外的一个, 原则来处理。
That is just as the words in Romans chapter 2, when the judgment of God comes, that for those who have nothing to do with God, God will judge them with another principle in another way.
没有听过福音的, 或者说福音还没有显明以前的那些人, 神就用 良心的那个原则来审判他们。
That is for those who have never heard of the gospel, for those when the gospel have yet to appear, God will judge them by another principle, and that is according to their conscience.
当救恩做成了以后,
but after salvation is complete,
当福音也传到了的时候,
when the gospel is preached,
人听见了福音而不接受福音的话,
when men have heard the gospel and did not receive the gospel,
那将来审判的时候, 神就根据你用什么态度来对待福音。
When God judges, He will judge according to what attitude you have toward the gospel.
就不再是凭着良心的那一个原则了。
It will be no longer according to the principle of your conscience.
现在我们看到神责备犹大和以色列的时候,
now when we see God judges Israel and Judah,
你也看到这样的事情,
you can see this.
弟兄姊妹你留意, 神责备犹大的时候,
you can see when God rebukes Judah,
神怎么责备他们呢?
How did God judge them?
第二章的第四节,
Chapter 2, verse 4.
耶和华如此说,
Thus saith the Lord,
犹大人三番四次的犯罪,
for three transgressions of Judah and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof,
因为他们厌弃耶和华,
because they have despised the law of the Lord,
不遵守他的律例,
and have not kept His commandments.
他们列祖说, 随从虚假的偶像, 使他们走迷了,
and their lies cause them to err after the which their fathers have walked.
我却要战火在犹大烧灭耶路撒冷的宫殿,
but I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹你看,
brothers and sisters, you see,
一转过来对选民的责备的时候,
the rebuke when God turns to His chosen people,
都是停留在人和神的关系上。
All the content of the focus of the judgment is upon the relationship His people have with God.
第六节以后就是说到以色列的了。
Now, after verse 6, speaks of Israel.
那就不定, 不单是说犹大那么短的话了。
Now these words are not as short as
就说了更多更多的话了。
But these words are more and more.
那我们今天晚上不看以色列这个部分了。
Tonight we won't go into this portion of Israel.
我们留到以后再看。
We'll get into it next time.
我们就只是注意到神对他的选民神所注意的是什么。
But we'll take note of the fact what God focuses on when he deals with his chosen people.
与神没有关联的人神注意他们的人性怎么发展。
Now those who have nothing to do with God, God will see how their human nature have developed.
但是对于认识神的选民
But,
神对他们的鉴察神有一个根据。
But to the chosen people of God, God has a foundation to deal with them.
这个依据是依据他们和神的关系。
And this foundation is a,It is based on the fact of their relationship with God.
具体的表达乃是他们用什么态度来看神的言语。
That is manifested more practically upon the fact what attitude they have toward the Word of God.
这个是很清楚了。比如说你看下去你就看到是这样的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is very clear. When we read on, we will see.
这件事情不单是在旧约对选民是这样。
This fact is not only manifested in the Old Testament to the chosen people, but it is the same for the church in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你记得当时在四福音里面，
Brothers and sisters, you remember in the full gospel,
主跟犹太人说，
God says to the Jews,
你们不要以为来，我要审判你。
Now, do not think I come to judge you.
将来自然又有审判你们的。
There will be those who will judge you.
谁呢？
Who?
摩西。
It is Moses.
凭什么审来审判你们
？What will Moses use to judge you？
就凭着神向他所传的律法。
It is according to the law of God。
在那个日子
，In those days，
神和他属他的人的中间，神所留意的就是他们和神有没有一个正常的关系。
What God focuses on is if。The people have a correct relationship with God.
而这个正常的关系就表达在他们怎么听从神的话语。
This is manifested upon the point how do they obey, listen to the word of God.
实在的来说就是他们怎么去接受神的权柄。
Practically speaking is how do the people receive the authority of God.
到了新约的日子。
In the days of the New Testament,
事情更清楚了。
It is even more clear.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当我读到犹大受责备的这一段话的时候。
Now when I read this passage about Judah being rebuked,
我觉得很有意思。
I feel it is very meaningful.
以前我没有很注意的来读神的话。
Before, when I did not carefully read the Word of God,
后来会很注意地读神的话。
Later on, as I learned to pay more attention to read the Word of God,
阿摩斯书的时候，
when I read the Book of Amos,
这个读亚兰是这样，
when I read Syrian, it's like
that, 读腓力士是这样，
and the Philistines is like that.
神说我就烧灭他的王宫。
God says, I will devour their palaces.
烧灭他们宫殿。
I will destroy their palaces.
那现在读到犹大的时候
But here when I read Judah
我就读下去了
I continue to read on
我没有不是说这次了是已开始留意到焚烧宫殿的这件事情的时候
It's not this time but it's when I began to take note of the fact that the palaces will be destroyed
读到神责备犹大的时候
When I read the fact now, God will judge Judah.
神和人中间那个关系是那个焦点。
Of course, I see the focal point is the relationship between God and man.
那么我就读到，他说，神说，我就要烧毁你们当中的，我心里边就跳出来了，不会是圣殿吧？
And then my heart will jump out the fact that it's not.Just the fact that God will devour the palaces, but devour your palaces, devour you.
圣殿
Your palaces.
他一看， 感谢主，不是圣殿，是宫殿。
I see the fact that God will not destroy the temple. I was worried that God would say He would destroy the temple in Jerusalem, but it says devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
为什么我会有这样的一种情形出表达出来呢？
Now why would I suddenly felt that way as I read on?
因为很早。神就让我看到在耶利米书上犹大人他们在神面前放肆的其中的一个根据。
I had that feeling or worry was because a long time ago when I read Jeremiah, one of the bases which the Jews had to live loosely was based on this fact.
那就是说我们有圣殿
was the fact that they have the temple, they have the temple.
他们觉得他们有圣殿什么事情都可以逢凶化吉了。
So the fact was that the Jews thought they had the temple, and because they had the temple, no matter what went wrong, it will always turn for the better.
神不能不理会他们的了。
So that God will always care for them.
所以我是也有这个概念，我读这里没有读到那时候，哎呀，是不是要把圣殿都要烧掉
？So as I read on in this line of thinking, before I got there, I would think, oh, would God destroy even the temple?
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
还没到那个程度。
It is not to that point yet.
因为那个时候犹大在神面前虽然是走下坡，但是还不至于到这样顶撞神。
Because even though Judah was going downhill at that time, they have not gone that bad yet to oppose God severely.
所以对犹大神还是说，我就烧毁耶路撒冷的宫殿。
As to Judah, God's punishment also will be that he will devour the palaces of Jerusalem.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他做事真的是有分寸。
Indeed, God works and knows His borders.
他知道什么时候该做什么事。
God knows exactly what He needs to do at each time.
他做什么事该做到什么程度。
And each time as He works, to what degree?
他完全有他的那一个判断在那里。
God is completely able and He knows to do rightly.
我们实在感谢主。
Indeed, we thank our Lord.
阿摩斯书。
In the book of Amos.
如果我们不经意的这样读的话
，If we do not read it carefully，
我们觉得它跟我们没有什么多大的关系。
We'll feel this doesn't have much to do with us。
因为那是以色列人的问题。
These are the issues, the problems of the Israelites。
虽然当中有一些属灵的原则可以给我们参考。
And perhaps there may be some spiritual principle we can take as reference。
但是绝大部分跟我们都没有关系。
But for the most part, it has nothing to do with us。
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord。
什么时候他给我们多看到一点？
Whenever God shows us a little bit more,
我们很明显的看到
very clearly we can see.
虽然在历史的事上面与我们没有关系
even though in the matter of history it has nothing to do with us,
但是在神向人发表他自己的事上
but in the matter when God manifests himself to man,
和我们有完全的关系
it has everything to do with us.
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord.
所以我们看神这样的责备列国的时候
Therefore, when we see how God admonishes the nations,
让我们对神的自己多有一点的了解
May we have somewhat more of an understanding knowing God more
和领会
And to know Him more
也晓得
And that we would also realize
我们的神他虽然长久忍受人对他的误会
that our God will forbear with man's misunderstanding of him
但是他不会因着为要叫人给他有准确的了解他就提早来表白他自己
but God will not defend himself before the time is fulfilled just for the sake that man will come to understand him and not misunderstand anymore.
他还是按照他自己的旨意来做成他所要做的工。
God will still complete his work according to his own will.
我们感谢他。
We thank him.
因为他是这样的一位神。
Because he is such a God.
叫我们不得不 向他低头下拜。
So that we must bow, prostrate, and worship him.
因为他实在是把他自己没有保留的向我们打开。
Because indeed, he reveals himself to us completely.
让我们看到。
So that we can see.
如果我们对神有误会，那是人的愚昧。
If we do have any misunderstanding toward God, it is our own foolishness.
而不是神的性情。
But it has nothing to do with God's own nature.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我想今天晚上我就和弟兄姊妹们交通到这了。
I think I'll end my sharing here tonight with brothers and sisters.
对以色列的责备，我们下礼拜就开始。
We'll begin next week with the rebuke to the Israelites.
我们看到神责备以色列责备到那么凶。
When we see how severely God admonishes the Israelites,
因为以色列能剩下的时间已经不多了。
It is because of the fact that the time remaining for Israel is not much at all.
因为不太，再过不太久的时间，以色列就要给亚述来灭掉。
Because in a short time, Israel will be destroyed.By Syria.
所以在剩下短短的时间，神说了那么厉害的话。
Therefore, with such little time remaining, God speaks such severe, solemn words to Israel.
那是为着要叫以色列及时的回转。
It is in order so that Israel will return in time.
可惜的，以色列不领神的情。
Sadly, Israel did not take this to heart.
只好灭亡了。
They only became destroyed.
这对我们今天认识主的人来说，是的确是一个很大的光照。
For us today who know the Lord, indeed, that is very great enlightenment.
但愿我们的主给我们里面不暗淡。
May the Lord cause us not to be dim within.
晓得趁着主还剩下时间给我们的时候，我们回到神的心意的里头。
So that while God still gives us time, we'll return back to His heart's desire.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.